Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I had the privilege of working with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. for a number of years. And after a few years being with him, I was in the speaker's room with him before the service and after, and we traveled. And the first few times I was with him, I thought, glory to God, I'm here in the room with the man of God. And I'm just as young and green as can be. And I thought, you know, maybe I can get all my questions answered. What are you laughing about? So, not the first day, but eventually, I ventured a question. I said, Brother Hagin, you know, what about such and such and such? He looked at me and said, mm-hmm. And that's it. He didn't answer me. He didn't say anything. And you know, it's silent. And 2 minutes can seem like a long time. Can it? And then he looked at me and said, all right, y'all go ahead and get the service going. Crank it up good. Yes, sir. I left. I thought, you know, that didn't go too good. One more time. I waited a while. And so I was going to ask another question. And I said, Brother Hagin, what about such and such and such? He just looked at me. Didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. And he said, mm-hmm. And then some more silence. And then he said, all right, y'all go get the service started. Crank it up good. Well, I asked him, I said, Lord, what's the deal on that? And I don't mean to hurt a voice, but inside me it just came to my mind, helped me to see. He said, this man has got, at that time, it was 40-something years of experience ahead of me. And he's had multiple visitations by the head of the church. And yet you want him to conform to what you're thinking and wanting to do. You should want to know what he would want to talk about instead of trying to get him to adapt to you. It was a lack of respect, even though I didn't even see it. So I said, yes, sir, I understand. So from then on, I waited because he's about to minister. He's already ministered. He don't need to be ministering to me right now.
Yes.
I'm there to help him.
Yes, sir.
Not pull on him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
For all I know, God's dealing with him about what's about to happen the next few minutes, and I'm interrupting him trying to get his mind on a different track. Come on, can you see this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I waited, and it was several days and weeks, and then he brought up something. I thought, all right. And I did not try to change the subject. I tried to have an intelligent conversation and not say anything unnecessary and talk about what he wanted to talk about, and it was outstanding. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Well, that's a God-like quality. When we come to him, the Father, should we do our best to get him to pay attention to what we're thinking? Like he didn't already know. Should we do our best and tell him 1,005 times what we need and what's wrong? Like he didn't already know. Or should we come before him and open our heart real wide and humble ourselves before him and say, Lord, what's on your mind? What would you talk to me about? And he'll talk to you about things that seem like they got nothing to do with what you need. And by the time he gets through with you, you got the answer for what you need. Or it'll seem like sometimes it had nothing to do with what you think you so desperately need, and you'll leave and not a word was said about it, and by the end of the day, it's not even an issue anymore. It fixed itself, seems like. Somebody said out loud, draw close to Him, and He'll draw close to you. But we're talking about a heart of respect, a heart of reverence, a heart of humility. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's hardness of the heart that hinders. He said, with an evil heart of unbelief, you depart from the living God. Go to Hebrews 10:22. The opposite of departing from God through a heart hard, unpersuadable, proud, unbelieving, rebellious heart causes you to be repelled. If you humble yourself, what's going to happen? He's going to give you more grace. Well, if He's giving you more grace and more grace is coming into you and touching you, that's Him. That's His power. That's His ability. That's Him responding and drawing near to you and touching you with His ability. Who gets that? Not the proud. They get repelled. The humble get that. What's pride? Is pride of your head or your flesh? Pride's of your heart. It's a heart problem. Where's humility? Is that just a mental thing? No, it's a heart thing. But on the other hand, instead of being repelled, let us do what? Draw near. Isn't that what we've been talking about?
Right.
With a what?
True.
A true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Thank you, Lord. Just like you could be repelled for a rebellious, hard heart, you can draw near with a right heart, a hallelujah of humility and faith. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say like my grandma, this is some good cooking if I did serve it myself. I didn't come up with it, but I'm serving it. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In Matthew, you know, Jesus said, I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but I just want to keep laying it on. Matthew 13:15, Jesus said that this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears, they heard heavily. Their eyes, they did close, lest they would see with their eyes, and ears might hear, and the heart understand, and turn back. Turn back means come closer.
Yeah.
That I might what? Heal them. What? How do you initiate that? The end result was a healing. How has it begun? A heart turn. A turning back to God with the heart.
Amen.
This works with an individual, or a family, or a church, or a whole nation.
Amen.
If my people that are called by my name, come on, are you listening? We'll do what? Humble themselves and pray and turn away from the wicked stuff and back to me. What will He do? He'll hear from heaven. He'll heal their land. Healing, healing, healing. That's a manifestation of power. This answers why Jesus is grieved at people's hardness of heart and unbelief. Why? Because they're going to be repelled and the good things are not going to happen. When they could humble. You know, when something comes up and you see light and sometimes it paints you in a bad light, you need to make changes. You'll do one of two things. You'll either humble yourself and admit it and be willing to change, or what else can you do? You can harden yourself and resist and say, shut up, don't say that to me again. I don't want to hear that. Leave me alone. And if you do that, it's like turning the magnets opposite end. It's going to repel you.
Yes.
And that's why people feel so far from God, because they are. But it's not because He left them. I said it's not because He left them. He didn't go anywhere. He's still closer than your breath. But how do you get back to Him? You got to turn that thing around. Get rid of the pride. Get rid of the rebellion, the obstinacy. Get rid of all that junk and humble yourself. Come on, can you see that? And the moment you humble yourself and draw near to Him, there's going to be an attraction. Hallelujah. Instead of a repelling, there's an attraction. You're going to get closer to Him. He's going to get closer to you. The closer you get, His grace is going to start flowing into your life. Oh, hallelujah. His power, His healing. Somebody said out loud, it's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. Always is. Hebrews 4. I just want to read some of these verses. They're self-explanatory. But with us looking for this, we'll see things we hadn't seen before. Hebrews 4 and 6. He said, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. What kept them out? Unbelief. Again, he limits a certain time, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, what should you not do? Don't harden your hearts. Verse 12, he went on to say, for the Word of God is quick, living, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Can God see right through you? Can He see right down into you? You might be able to con some folks and fool them and deceive them. You can't do that with God. Nobody ever has. Nobody ever will. He's not even listening to all the flowery stuff you're saying. He looks right into your heart. And He knows what you mean. What's true, what's not true. What's real, what's not real. And neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. Nothing and nobody can cover over to where He can't see. But all things are naked and opened. That's exposed. Unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. How many think we might as well be real with Him? He sees it anyway. He already sees it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.